handle the truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Monday, the 4th day of December, year of our Lord, 2017. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Prepper tip of the day. I want to encourage all of you, men and women, to learn to use a map and compass, learn cross-country navigation. This is a basic fundamental skill that every adult should have, seriously. Right now, it's a matter of you have the time, you can make the effort to set the cost involved is minimal, almost non-existent. Right, but however, in the future, it could be a matter of life and death to have those skills of using a map, using a compass, and cross-country navigation. So begin that process now, and you'll be very glad that you did. We have patient waiting in the green room, my friend Jimmy Gensling. Jimmy is the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters. That website is deserteagleshooters.com. Mondays we talk about firearms, anything and everything to do with rifles, shotguns, pistols, the gun culture, firearms laws, and so forth. Good morning, Jimmy. Hello, Jimmy. Are you there? Okay. It appears that Jimmy is not there. Maybe he'll join us soon. I was reading this morning that the civilian marksmanship program is incrementally getting closer to having 1911 45 caliber pistols available for sale. This has been in the works for several years, and you need to educate yourself on this. They're going to release and sell 10,000 1911 45 pistols per year. To participate, you need to be part of the Civilian Marksmanship Program, CMP, Civilian Marksmanship Program. I don't want to get into the details here live on the air, but you need to, if you want one of these pistols, these will be the same pistols carried in World War I, World War II, Korea, and Vietnam. I doubt that the one I carried in Vietnam made it back from Vietnam. It was sold to me privately, and I sold it privately. No, Lord knows where that pistol might be now. But, yeah, it's been a real struggle. Under the Obama administration, Hussein Obama did everything he could to prevent the M1 Garands from coming back to this country, the 1911s from being released. And by the way, the U.S. government spends $2 per pistol per day to store these things. It seems like an outrageous dollar amount to me, but that's what it is. Looks like Jimmy may be back with us. Jimmy, are you there, sir?
Oh, yes, sir. I was there earlier. Just something between the phones didn't like each other.
Okay. Well, we made it. That's all that matters. Jimmy,
right.
While we were waiting for you to get with us, I was telling about it looks like the civilian marksmanship program may actually have 1911 45 caliber pistols to sell in the not-too-distant future. This has been an ongoing dilemma for a number of years now, hasn't it, sir?
Oh, yes, sir. And that was the number one conversation this weekend at the gun show.
I bet.
We had a gun show in Ruidoso this weekend. Also, for our Firearms Monday tip of the day, tip of the week, practice, but throw a caveat in it. Practice with your wife's gun. Have your wife practice with your gun. If your children are shooting and everything, practice with their guns and have them practice with each yours and your wife's gun. Purpose for this, ladies and gentlemen, is get just as comfortable and just as proficient with your backup's gun as you are with your gun. There is always that chance, no matter how slim, that there may be a catastrophic failure in your firearm at a time when it's absolutely needed. So by practicing and using each other's weapons, you'll be able to sit there and shift from one to the other or back up if that person isn't there.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Monday, the 7th day of May. Year of our Lord 2018. Welcome to John Moore Show. I apologize. We had some technical difficulties the first few minutes of the show, but now we're live. We still have some technical difficulties. This is a message to my engineer. The messaging part of Skype appears to not be working for me this morning. So if anybody calls in, I won't know it unless my engineer gives me a verbal signal. Okay, thank you. Prepper tip of the day, and this goes along with Firearms Monday. If you own a gun safe with an electronic lock, sell it. If you don't own one, don't buy one. Electronic locks will probably not survive EMP, which means you'll end up with your fine collection of firearms inaccessible unless you have access to proper tools to cut open the damaged safe. That's your prepper tip of the day. We're patient waiting in the green room, my friend Jimmy Jinsling. Jimmy is the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters. That website is DesertEagleShooters.com. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning, sir. And boy, what a weekend. And Monday morning, let's start another week, right?
Absolutely. Here, off we go. Well, the week started yesterday. You know, it's kind of ironic. My Bible says God rested on the seventh day, but it seems like most of these Christian churches believe he rested on the first day for some reason. I don't know why that is. I never looked into it.
You and I are in total agreement.
One of those baffling little things, it's not worth me taking the time to look into it any deeper.
goes back to Constantine, my friend.
I assume that somewhere in there. They want to maintain the barbaric primitive religions when they incorporated Christianity. Anyway, Jimmy, we always look forward to the firearms tip of the week. And what would that be this week, sir?
Well, this week, believe it or not, it goes with exactly what your tip of the week was. Had a friend of mine call me last Friday. Had a problem. His electronic safe screwed up. It wouldn't accept his code. And he had to call the company, and they gave him a bunch of different things to try, and it didn't work. And so now they're in the process of finding someone that can actually come down and crack his safe for him. And in the process, he told them that he wants to change the electronic lock to a mechanical lock. So, ladies and gentlemen, John and I were thinking on the same level today, and I don't know why. If you've got one of these biometric, as they call them, gun safes, look at an alternative, or if you're going to buy one that has a key override. I actually looked into a couple of them for the same individual this weekend that some of our suppliers can carry. And there are several of them out there that are not really horribly expensive. Some of them for the pistol cases and things like that that you'd have next to your bed or someplace like that are well under $100. So
and now this is not my expertise, but I got a question. If and you got a safe with electronic lock and a manual key override, is it possible that failure of the electronic part could prevent even a key override from working?
No, sir. No, sir.
Separate system. It bypasses.
It's actually a system that is between the electronic part and the locks themselves.
Okay.
So that imagine it this way: you've got a Out in the Southwest and everything, a lot of people have their freezers out in a storage building or a pump house or something like that, mainly because of their gardens and livestock and everything. When they do butcher and all, they've got to have a place to put several hundred pounds of meat and things like that. On those freezers that they buy, they will have a lock that ensures that the freezer stays closed and stays frozen, and they will also have a key lock that locks the door shut. So let's say that the lock that keeps the freezer closed is your electronic lock, and you can't, it won't open. The mechanical lock is actually between the electronic lock and the locking system, and it basically does what the electronic lock would do. When you put the key in and turn it, it just operates the whole locking system on it.
Jimmy, let me interrupt you for a little bit. Is there a radio or TV in the background there where you are?
No, sir. I'm not. I'm hearing the same thing.
Okay. Well, maybe our engineer can fix that. If it's not on your end or my end, it must be at RBN. Okay,
yeah,
go ahead.
I hear it almost sounds like us. But anyway, there are several different types out there, ladies and gentlemen. Biometrics are neat, but they can fail, and they are not EMP-proof. That is something that I was told by one of the manufacturers. And I've asked that question several years ago, and it was just kind of an off-the-cuff thing when I was talking to him.
Right.
And it was a Fort Knox company, that a representative that I was talking to. So they're one of the big name brands out there, ladies and gentlemen. And so if you are going to buy a gun safe, if it does have the biometrics or it does have the electronic key lock, make sure it has a mechanical key override on it. That's becoming pretty standard, I think, in most of them now, John. So, but it goes back to gun safety, ladies and gentlemen.
It's me. That's me.
That is us
talking in the background. That's us talking in the background here.
Yep, that's it. But anyway, the gun safety, ladies and gentlemen, on keeping your guns in a safe place. The first advice that I can give anyone is if you have a child in the house, and I don't care if they're 5 years old, and you go and you teach that child from the very time that they can comprehend good from bad, this from that, and everything else, what a gun is, how it operates, and most of all, don't touch it. And if you start working on that with a child, ladies and gentlemen, when they're very young, you will not have an accidental or unintentional discharge in your home caused by your child. But on the same note, we had a story last year in the news, 14-year-old kid, I believe he was in Texas, and he was home from school, he was ill, I believe, flu or something, and his house suffered a home invasion. This child, and I believe he was like 12 or 14, John, you might remember the story. Immediately when these guys broke in downstairs, he went to his family's, his mom and dad's bedroom, got his dad's AR, of all things, ladies and gentlemen, the Evil Black Rifle, and stayed in the bedroom, in their bedroom, with that rifle. And when the guys busted through, the kid popped one of them twice, and the other one turned and ran. And he managed to wound the second guy, which they found later checking into a hospital. And when they interviewed the kid and everything else, he explained to the news reporter, much to their dismay, because you could tell by the questions the news reporter was asking, he was trying to lead the story that the kid, you know, was dangerous and everything, and his parents had done wrong, and the kid just set the news guy straight right off the bat that he'd been taught from a very early age what a gun was, how it operated, and they weren't toys, and you don't play with them. But these guys broke into his house, and he was going to protect himself. And the gun culture and everything covered that story real well, but the mainstream media didn't cover it all. I knew it was on Fox, at least for a day, and then went on to other things. But ladies and gentlemen, if you teach your child will teach his friends. And that way you will not have one of these incidents show up that causes
Absolutely.
Problems.
Absolutely. Here's our break. So, stay tuned. We'll be right back. We got that background stuff clutter taken care of there, Jimmy. We'll be back after the break.
Okay.
Stay tuned.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter Dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 7th day of May, visiting with Jimmy Gensling, the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters at websites, deserteagleshooters.com. Jimmy, this is radio. We always have new listeners, and I want to remind people, if they've heard it before, if you haven't heard it before because you're a new listener, there's something you put together. I call them spare parts kits. You call them an oops kit. This would be a collection of parts dedicated to a specific firearm. Typically, they would include springs, extractors, and firing pins, possibly other parts, that you can put together at the request of people who contact you, can't you, sir?
Yes, sir. We call those the oops kits. And the reason for that is very simple. When you're tearing down your rifle, pistol, shotgun, whatever, and maybe you're taking it to a point that you've never taken it before because of a malfunction or crud, carbon buildup, something, or you've got a problem, it's failing to load or failing to eject or something like that, that you're chasing a gremlin and you may be taking it apart a little bit further than normal, and some spring pops off and disappears, or a pen drops and hits the carpet. Your best friend on that, by the way, is a very large magnet. Don't be surprised what else you pick up with it. And then of course, you know, you're chasing the problem and you do find a broken spring or pin or detent, retainer, something like that. The OOPS kit is the common small parts that make the gun function. As John said, it's really horrible to sit there and be in a crisis situation. Who knows? You know, you've been traveling with the family, you went camping, and you broke down 30 miles off the nearest paved road, and you've got a chance to take a rabbit or something so that you can feed the family, and your gun doesn't work. First off, you're going to have some very forlorn faces looking at you. And second off, you're going to be very embarrassed. So these small parts kits, ladies and gentlemen, fit in a Ziploc baggie about the size of a book of stamps. And the parts that are in there are the most common things that either break or get lost. And when I put them together, I typically will put two of each in there, and that way you've got a replacement. You've also got a backup in case you repeat the incident with which lost the first one. Very common thing to have, ladies and gentlemen. They run anywhere from $9-$10 to $20. On the AR platforms, we do a couple of more extensive ones that have a spare firing pin, trigger springs, and then we do what we call a deluxe model for the ARs, which carries a spare bolt in it. The most common failure on AR platforms over time is the bolt. Either the extractor failing, the ejector getting stuck, or something that prevents the gun from functioning properly. So you can always email us, JIMI, at hdc-nm.com, or go to our webpage, deserteagleshooters.com, and use the contact there. Made them up, John, for everything from lever guns to Remington 870s to, of course, the AR platform pistols. 1911, we just did one the other day for a guy that the common pins and springs and everything for 1911. That one was a rather quick one, John, because I think there's like 8 parts in it.
Right,
but
right. It's kind of ironic. It brings up something the anti-gunners aren't aware of. A Civil War revolver is more complex and has more moving parts than a World War II M3 submachine gun, which only has 3 moving parts.
Yep. A revolver, ladies and gentlemen, my advice on those, if you've got a Ruger, Black Hawk, or Smith 29, or any of the other common revolvers out there, even the new Tauruses. My wife loves her Taurus P85, John, in 38 Special. But on cleaning and tearing down revolvers, ladies and gentlemen, open the cylinder and clean the cylinder, clean around the parts and everything like that, cock it back, clean around the trigger well and things. If there is a mechanical failure in a revolver, typically it's going to be one of two things. One, it is not indexing right because the timing is off. And by timing, ladies and gentlemen, when the cylinder rotates, there is a shoe, and we have a break.
We do. Stay tuned, everybody, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our energy cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an energy cleaner $70 off retail and a mattress pad 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the energy cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get energy cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the energy cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 7th day of May. Year's quickly slipping by here, isn't it? I want to remind people about Field Training Exercise USS Liberty, December 31st, 2018. This is where you get to pick your own scenario. I list five there. You could pick a six or seven if you like. Pick a scenario, maybe pick two scenarios, and then decide you're going to get ready to meet that scenario and be prepared for it by the end of this year. It's a fun project. It'll help you gather your thoughts, help you focus on what's important, and I think it's a great thing for people to certainly check out and consider. Also, on our website, of course, you'll find energy cleaners for sale. This is my home business. When you place your order for an energy cleaner because you have arthritis pain, joint pain, or back pain, I'm the guy that boxes them up, along with the factory-made fitted mattress pad that you order with it. I take them to the Little Country Post Office at Cherryville, Missouri, where you can get all the coffee you want to drink for 75 cents. Or on a Friday afternoon, Friday evening, all-you-can-eat catfish buffet, including sides and beverage, for less than $8. The energy cleaner will help you with pain mitigation, help you get a great night's sleep. Only $285 shipping included. I do take PayPal. PayPal is great. It's the most secure way to make any payment online. MasterCard, Visa. You can send me a money order or a check. My address is right there at my website at thelibertyman.com. So check out the energy cleaner. Read up on the patent application information. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 90-day money-back guarantee. Everything's in stock, ready for immediate shipment. Toll-free airline, 24 hours a day. Here we go, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Jimmy Gensling, the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters. That website is deserteagleshooters.com. Jimmy, let's finish up your thought there, and we have a caller on hold.
Okay. What I was saying, ladies and gentlemen, on your revolvers. Revolvers are, like John said, are very complex internally. I recommend that if you have got, and the best thing that I can say is find your oldest, most skilled gunsmith, even if you've got to drive 100 miles. Take your revolvers if you own more than one. Make an appointment with the guy. Sit down with him and have him explain to you on your particular revolvers the most common parts he has to replace. That's why you want the gunsmith, is because he's going to deal with these things regularly. And how to do it, because there is a sequence in revolvers that is not in semi-autos and other things, ladies and gentlemen. So once you know those, and he can give you a list of parts, then you can get your OOPS kits for that. And the nice part about revolvers is inside of the grips on most of them, there's a lot of space. And a very small Ziploc baggie with a couple of springs in it and stuff can fit in there very nicely without affecting the hammer spring, which is what will be running down inside of it typically. And you can have the parts right there with the gun always. So
That would be
a smart
thing.
That's what I was saying about that, John.
Right, right. Well,
yes, sir.
Well, I bought my first Smith & Wesson back in the early 70s, and I took the grips off. I looked at it. I put them back on, or I never opened them up again, because I realized I was way in over my head in terms of lack of expertise to deal with the internal workings of a Smith & Wesson or any revolver. Here's our caller on hold here. We got Rick in Missouri. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Rick.
Good morning. Good morning, Jimmy. Good morning, John. Hey, I don't want to subvert the conversation, but I did have a question, and I by way of cleansing my conscience, I would suggest that I haven't heard every word you've said in the last week. And if you guys talked about this, I apologize. You know, there were, you know, that that interview between Hodges and Paul Martin, you know, where these EMP things are going up all over the place, these EMP-proof radio masts and other crazy things along those lines. Did anybody hear anything else interesting with regard to, I would say, just, you know, put it in plain language, the deep state producing some kind of an insane false flag that causes us all great inconvenience?
Go ahead,
John, and then I'll follow up.
Well, okay. Dave Hodges has been reporting on these matters for a number of years. I don't always agree with Dave's analysis and his conclusions.
Sure.
I look forward to seeing the information he brings to the table. That's my analysis. Go ahead there, Jimmy.
I have heard through my sources and everything, through law enforcement and old friends in low places, there's a lot of chatter out there. Because Trump is not taking crap off of nobody. And Sessions, I still think that he has got a plan, because now I think it's up to something like almost 2,000 sealed indictments that haven't been opened yet. And when
something.
They do, it's...
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the deep state's scared. The deep state has been running the country for way too long, and they think they're invincible, and they're finding out they're not. Mainly because the low-hanging fruit is jumping ship rather rapidly and covering their own butts. So, yes, no, maybe. The best advice I could give anyone is just to keep your wits about you, keep your head on a swivel, and always listen to the very first news report. because the very first report that you get on an incident is normally going to be the most accurate. Because once it comes out, then the people that are in control will start trying to either manufacture or control the story. So that's the best I can say on that. Plus, you've got a box that's leaving today.
Well, we don't have to lament the situation. I'm just suggesting here that it isn't Korea or Russia or anybody like that that worries me. It is, in fact, the deep state. And I think if we have any kind of a problem at all, I think almost certainly it's going to be them behind it, whatever it is. So I just was curious if you guys heard anything unusual.
No, and if I do, John and Tim will be the first to know because they've got the access to the alert. And whenever I provide them with information, I provide them with backup and sources to check out as well. And you've got a box leaving today. You should see it by the end of the week. And
fine, no race, but that is good news.
Just keep your head on a swivel, ladies and gentlemen, and ask questions.
All right. All right, I'll talk to you guys later. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for the call, Rick.
Take care.
I've been hearing these numbers about these sealed indictments. These numbers are incredible. Even 1,000 would be incredible, but 29,000 off the charts crazy. And I don't know. I guess we will see, won't we?
Yeah, and I think that there's much more to Jeff Sessions than meets the eye, and. I've had several friends argue that with me, and I say, look, I says, the guy stays off the radar, and what did he say when he was going through confirmation? We are not going to telegraph what we're doing.
Right.
And he made that statement several times. And I think, quite honestly, and I may very well be wrong, ladies and gentlemen, I've been known to be that way most of the time, but I think the man is doing his job, and he's doing exactly what he was hired to do. And by letting everybody assume everything else, they're not going to see what happens. And when it happens, it's going to be big. I hope that's true. I hope that is actually what's going on.
Well, I hope those indictments include the entire Democratic Central Committee. High-level people in the Hillary campaign, everybody connected to Obama, including Obama himself. I can only wish and dream.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You and myself, greatly. On the political aspect, too, ladies and gentlemen, had a very, very good discussion with a friend of mine that has his finger on the political aspects. As most people know, our Congressman Steve Pierce in New Mexico is retiring from Congress, running for governor here in New Mexico. Choices for him right now, we've got a couple of good ones that are strong conservatives. I'm still feeling a couple of them out and waiting a call back from one that I've tried to contact. This election coming up, ladies and gentlemen, this midterm, if you are in a state where your congressman is retiring, your senator is retiring, whatever, find out who the conservative is that is running and get behind them. Do everything you can. Knock doors, talk to your friends, do whatever you can. Get them through the primary part of it. Democrats have already got a guy in West Virginia running for the seat there that isn't even a resident, isn't registered to vote there. In fact, I think he's registered to vote in Nevada or something. I think his name is Blankenship. And the guy is leading by numerous points because of the hype and the crap and everything that they're putting out. Supposed to be a conservative Republican, but most of his money is coming from the Democrat Party. Go figure. So take a part in it, ladies and gentlemen. Also, right now, the one thing that we have to do, 202-224-3121, your local senator and congressman's offices, your senators are who we need to focus on. If they're up for re-election, you call them and you tell them that they need to get the National Reciprocity Bill on the floor for a vote before the election, or you're going to find somebody else to vote for. We have got to get that up right now, ladies and gentlemen. The Republicans are going to promise that if they're elected, they're going to pass this as soon as, you know, as a first order of business. We know that story. We know exactly what's going to happen. It will set right where it is right now. McConnell is your second phone call. You call him and you tell him that you are very, very upset with what he's doing. He's nothing better than a Democrat with stopping things from progressing through the House. All these bills that the Republicans have passed, they get to him and they stop. And you tell him that you want to see that National Reciprocity Bill up, or you're either going to vote for a Democrat or something. I don't know what. But that is your second phone call, ladies and gentlemen. And this National Reciprocity has got every vote that it needs to pass, including about 15 or 20 Democrats. But it can't pass because McConnell will not bring it to the floor. So that is your job for this week between now and next Monday, is every day call your senator and call McConnell's office. Load them down. I would love to see RBN shut down the switchboard in D.C. and this one subject. Because even if your senator is not in office, maybe he's out campaigning or whatever, his staff is going to be there or his answering machine is going to be there. And you load it down. And you call and you call again. And McConnell's staff is going to go, well, you're not in his district. No. He is in control of the Senate, so you are his constituent, whether he likes it or not. And it's past time for us to get dirty, mean, and angry, ladies and gentlemen, because we need to get this done before the elections come up. For your guys or gals that are running for Congress or Senate, find out if they support the Second Amendment, if they are a true constitutionalist. If they are, make sure that they understand that they run on that. They make that the number one plank when they get up and talk about it. They talk about gun rights, no sanctuary cities and everything in your state, no new gun laws, none of this crap. And if you don't think that your voice is going to make a difference, let me give you a heads up on a couple of things. A couple of weeks back, John, we were talking about Dick's Sporting Goods. Remember that?
Yep.
Not selling ARs, and then now they put a deal that no one under 21 can buy a gun. Rock Island Armory has severed all contracts with Dick's Sporting Goods.
Well, good for
them. They took it a step further. All of the distributors that handle Rock Island products, they informed them that if they ship or if they supply to a Dick's Sporting Goods any of their products, they will cut them off from carrying Rock Island products.
Well, good for them.
These are the distributors, ladies and gentlemen. Now, one even better than that, John, you're going to love this. Hornady Bullets, one of my favorite of all-time bullets. In fact, 85% of my reloads and everything for hunting, for match, for everything else, I use Hornady bullets. Have since the late 60s when I started reloading. And Governor Cuomo, Andrew Cuomo in New York, is putting up new regulations and new crap and everything else. Well, the president, Steve Hornady of Hornady Manufacturing, sent a letter to all government agencies in New York State. They have canceled all contracts with New York government agencies for ammunition and components.
Good for them.
And they will not sell ammunition or components to any New York agency. Now, this goes a step further. This includes government agencies that are in New York State, i.e. the FBI. Hornady landed a or set up a contract with the FBI this last year. $19 million contract for 9mm duty rounds for the FBI. Every single one of those contracts and orders are going to be honored, except for the ones that are going to ship to New York. And the FBI understands the situation and is standing with it.
Good for them. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Here more here on Monday, the 7th of May. Call number is 800-313-9443. Let's continue, Jimmy.
All right. On the Hornady thing, I'll finish it off here with a quote from Steve Hornady that was in his news release. While it may not make a difference to New York, Hornady will not knowingly allow our ammunition to be sold to the government of the state of New York or any New York agencies. Hornady said their actions are a blatant and disgusting abuse of office, and we won't be associated with a government that acts like that. ladies and gentlemen, that's one company. But the thing is, that one company is made up of customers like myself, John, you, everyone else. And not only do they make an impact, but we make an impact. It's just like Dick's Sporting Goods and everything. They're falling apart, man. That company, I don't see them lasting to the end of the year, if that. And ladies and gentlemen, your say-so, your voice to your congressman, to your senator, to your city council, to your school board, I don't care who it is. They need to listen to you, and you need to politely inform them. I pay your bills. I give you your paycheck. So we've got to remind them that it's supposed to be a government of, by, and for the people, not a government of, by, and for the government. So it's time, ladies and gentlemen, that we all get into this fight and we start kicking tail and we start taking names. Find candidates that believe as you do. And if you can't find one that walks in lockstep with you, which I guarantee you're not going to be able to do, you're going to find one that's close. And you got to stand behind them. We've got to get these people in office. And then we've got to keep them supported so they don't get corrupted. That's the biggest problem that we have with our elected officials. They go into this with a great mind and great thoughts and a strong heart. And they get in there, and the very first meeting they have when they get to Washington, D.C., is they tell them, your first job is to get reelected. That is what they tell these people, ladies and gentlemen, when they sit down for their very first meeting with Congress. Your number one job is to get reelected. Forget about your constituents. Forget about what you promised them. You're get elected. And that is the wrong thing, ladies and gentlemen. Our representatives, our senators, our elected officials are supposed to be citizen government. They're not supposed to be a career. And that's just the way it's got to be, ladies and gentlemen. We've got to sit there and we've got to take an interest. And with the primaries coming up, in fact, I think there's a couple of votes in a couple of states tomorrow, Ohio and another one, I think. And if you're in those states and you haven't checked up on who's running, you better get on the stick quick. So anything like that, critical elections or posts to be filled there in Missouri this time around, John?
Not that I'm aware of, just routine stuff it's for this time, for this cycle. But I do echo your sentiments there that people need to identify candidates who will be pro-Second Amendment and support them. Here's our top of the hour break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
This is RBN.